Hello, welcome to this edition of Patrolling the Channel for November 2009. Patrolling the Channel is a monthly searchsecuritychannel.com podcast geared toward educating security solution providers. I'm Nicole DeMore. Today I'm speaking with Jim Rivas, co-founder and vice president of the Cloud Security Alliance. Today we're going to be speaking about compliance in the cloud and how solution providers can help customers. So let's get started. What are some compliance concerns that solution providers need to consider when working with customers that have a cloud computing infrastructure?
Well, I think a major concern is that the fact that regulations and standards that organizations that need to comply with were not really developed with the idea of cloud computing in mind, and the fact that you have a third-party provider out there that is using a lot of virtualization and is putting in some new technology and some new practices to store and host your data. So there's just really a sort of a gap there that exists between how cloud computing works and how businesses need to show to the regulators that they need to be compliant. And so I actually think it's sort of an opportunity for solution providers out there to help organizations map between, you know, traditional compliance with the internal IT systems and that with the cloud provider. The things they need to be concerned about are things like, you know, where is my data and how can we prove where my data is and how it's being managed by the cloud provider. And how do we know that the cloud provider itself has a robust sort of information security program, and how can we measure that? So I think there's a role for third parties to get in there and help sort of bridge that gap between customers and cloud providers.
Okay, so there really is a possibility that companies that need to comply with HIPAA or PCI, for example, can be compliant if they are using the cloud?
Yeah, I think that the regulations themselves are give you a fair amount of latitude, and they're open to interpretation on how you actually are able to assert compliance. There's just not a lot of experience and case studies in how you actually do some of those things. But you, for example, if you are using a fair amount of robust encryption to make sure your information is encrypted in the cloud, and you're doing a good job of the key management to show that you're holding the keys and not some cloud provider that can decrypt that information and give it to someone else, or have some vulnerabilities in how they're storing the information so other people can access it. It's actually very possible to prove that a cloud provider is keeping you within the constraints of whatever regulations are out there. It's just like any new environment, new technology, there's some people got to go out there and sort of stick their neck out there and say we're compliant. We're already seeing some organizations doing that, and I think that you can anticipate that these companies are going to be more and more in 2010, and you're even going to see cloud providers that are specializing in, for example, holding credit card information and being the shopping cart for a website, and that's all they do. So I think, yeah, it's absolutely possible to do it. It's new, and so it takes a little more time to get the first few case studies out there of how to be compliant within the cloud.
Okay, so until those kind of cloud specializations that you mentioned come about, how can solution providers help customers with this from a technology standpoint? Are there companies working to make this type of hardware and software that will make it easier to be compliant in the cloud? You mentioned encryption as one. Are there more types of technologies to be used?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's a matter of a smart application of a lot of technologies that are already out there, and encryption would be one that I would say would be a key encryption or a key technology that's out there that we just need to apply. So what we need to do is, from a solution provider perspective, architect a solution for a customer that says, okay, let's create a wall of separation between the cloud provider who's holding the information and the customer that is actually using the data and encrypting and decrypting the data. So it's a basically a matter of applying existing technologies out there for encryption and key management. So, you know, take another one. A big part of compliance issues are having log files that show that you actually have the information there and that it's being managed properly and that events that happen are being addressed. And so log file management, again, there's a lot of technologies out there that are doing that. I think what we're seeing more and more is that you have to have more granular application layer logging. Again, that's technology that's out there, and that's a key area where I think solution providers can help a customer implement logging and be able to put that on their cloud provider's session that they may have with them and create some sort of a architecture where the log files can be extracted, stored at a safe third-party location. And that's something that will greatly help the case for showing that you're compliant. Another example would be identity management and showing that only the appropriate people have correct role-based access to applications and information. Identity management technologies are out there, and it's a matter of maybe creating some integration middleware, connecting a, for example, a software as a service provider application to a cloud customer's corporate directory. So that's another key one. I'd say beyond those three that I've mentioned, also tools and technologies that actually provide additional hardening of virtualization. Virtualization is a key enabling technology of cloud providers, and essentially having virtualized firewall types of technology that makes sure that you cannot access information outside of the bounds of a virtual session and break across a VM host and a hypervisor to access some other information or protect your own. So, you know, those are probably four of some of the key technologies that are out there that already exist, and it's a matter of applying them to the problem.
Okay, so can you explain kind of the idea of the privatized cloud? Does hosting, if a solution provider is hosting a cloud infrastructure, does that kind of circumvent some of the compliance issues?
So the idea of a private cloud is absolutely a matter of creating an infrastructure within an organization's boundaries that is hopefully protected by a corporate perimeter and allows you to essentially use a lot of virtualization technologies to collapse down servers that you have and have more and more applications running in this internal, essentially, cloud of virtual servers. And the answer to that is somewhat of an it depends. It absolutely does mitigate some of the external threats that you might see if you have your information out in a public cloud where your information might be hosted with millions of other companies. However, we all know and we've known for years and years about the issues of having strong perimeters for enterprises and having a lack of really strong internal controls. And if you took a very, very large, like Fortune 50 company, for example, and they had a private cloud, well, they have so many internal third-party contractors, consultants, so many different areas of access to it that you still have to have very strong and granular security controls internally. And so all the things I talked about, like application logging, encryption and key management, identity management, all those things would likely still apply. So the answer is, yes, it does create some layer of mitigation to the risks and can actually help you with some of your compliance concerns, but you still have to follow a lot of best practices that you would for any sort of granular internal security program.
I had a conversation with someone recently who said that they didn't think enterprises would be adopting cloud computing because of the huge compliance risks associated with it. Is that something you agree with, or is this an area where solution providers can help the large enterprises move over to a cloud infrastructure?
I think that solution providers can absolutely help enterprises, and I would absolutely disagree that cloud, that enterprises are absolutely in the process of adopting cloud. They're just taking it at a different pace, and what they're doing is they're developing their architecture and their strategy, and they're putting a lot into private clouds, and then they're looking to move to public clouds when they can. And the key role that solution providers can broker at this point in time is helping with a strategy and an architecture that is following standards so that what they build for internal clouds can move into public clouds and even move between different public clouds, so we don't have vendor lock-in or any sorts of proprietary solutions that aren't portable across different clouds. That's a key thing that's going to solve compliance issues. It's going to solve a lot of competitive issues, and it's really going to make cloud computing that much more vibrant. So that's a key role in helping bridge the gap between private and public clouds.
Okay, so I've also kind of heard tell about solution providers being nervous about data breaches that happen with customers who have cloud infrastructures. Now, is that something that the solution provider could kind of be held responsible for if there was a data breach in the cloud?
Well, I think it a lot of that comes down to service level agreements and contracts. And typically, if you are the customer and you are the one that's ultimately liable for these sorts of breaches, it's very difficult to push that liability onto another organization like a solution provider. It's hard to give a one size fits all answer, and certainly organizations should be very circumspect on what sorts of liabilities they take on to get business in the cloud. But my whole point is, let's not have some rose-colored glasses about how internal information security practices typically work. And I think in the long run, it's a more secure environment if it's professionally managed out in the cloud. And, let me just ask you this. What do you feel it would be more secure from your perspective to have sensitive data that you know is encrypted and centrally managed in a cloud, or existing on a lot of laptops for that organization that are unencrypted, that are flying all over the world? Which is going to give you more risk, and which is going to be create a greater liability for the solution provider. So I'd say that these are the sorts of things that both the solution provider and the customer should handle proactively on a contractual basis, so we understand who's responsible where. And some solution providers can help by, maybe they're an intermediary with a cloud provider, or maybe they're going to help manage a cloud themselves. And so we need to look at where that liability actually would be, and it's got to be proportionate to who is actually managing things, like who's managing the backups and who's doing that, or who's actually managing the applications and things like that, which are often more on the customer side. So somewhat of an it depends, but definitely should be handled proactively in the contractual process.
Okay, and so for customers that are already employing a cloud infrastructure, is there some type of audit that security solution providers could offer that would let them know whether or not they are compliant, or what kind of technologies they would need to become compliant?
So this is somewhat of a work in progress from an industry perspective. To put on my Cloud Security Alliance hat, we released guidance in April of this year, and we're fairly close in the next month to having our version 2 of our guidance. But that guidance that we released, that is fairly broad and covers a lot of areas of concern, we know that a lot of enterprises are actually using this, what we outlined there, as a framework to help them manage their cloud providers, and to a degree do some levels of audit, and also manage some of the contractual relationship. And it's also very apropos for the cloud providers as well to have some best practices for hardening their systems and governance and a lot of different areas. Having said that, what we see is the most typical scenario out in the cloud providers is for a SAS 70 Type 2 audit to occur. And so it's basically somewhat of a derivation of typical outsourcing types of audits that happen. And you can look and use some of the practices outlined in SAS 70 Type 2 as being somewhat of a framework. There's also the ISO 27000 series of standards and framework for an information security management system, which we don't see quite as frequently. It's a little more robust, and it's probably a little bit of a higher bar. But those are some of the tools that are out there. I think what we're looking to as an industry, and certainly Cloud Security Alliance, we're collaborating with a few other organizations, we're looking to create more specific cloud audit guidelines and train auditors to actually follow these sorts of processes and educate them on this over the course of the next couple of years.
So what do you see as the future of the cloud in terms of compliance? Is it these specializations you mentioned earlier, or is there another area that solution providers should watch out for?
Yeah, you know, so this is the cloud right now is something that's being adopted very much in a viral fashion, and people, you're seeing some people that are, you know, saving a huge amount of money. But I like to frame this in very big picture terms for people and understand this, that cloud computing is really part of computing itself changing from assets we purchase into a utility that we use, just like water, electricity, or some people might say maybe it's more like the sewer, but we're moving towards a utility, and it's really a fundamental shift. And this shift, whenever you ever have a major disruption in technology, it's an opportunity for all sorts of new companies that we've never heard of. And so the next Google and the next Microsoft are the sorts of companies that are getting funded today that will provide some of these specialized services. And it's business opportunity. And from a consumer perspective, this has been something that's very cheap, and you're putting, in general, non-critical information out there today. And it's a business opportunity for someone to say, hey, if you're only paying a dollar for this, pay $1.50, and we'll make sure that your compliance concerns are handled. We'll take care of that for you. We'll provide all the logging. We'll provide all the reporting that you need. We'll map this out for you. And that's sort of what we're starting to see is other companies, some of them big companies, some of them new startups, that are starting to offer those levels of graduated service and more enterprise-oriented service. So some of these things exist now. I want to be cautious about, you know, pitching or talking about any specific vendor, but we're actually seeing some of these things today, and it's moving very quickly. So yeah, I think that's where we're moving, and organizations should sort of get ready for that, even if they don't feel like they're ready to put all their most sensitive information out in the cloud. But let's have a strategy where we can start using it, and as it makes sense, we can put more and more information and applications out in the cloud.
That's all I have for today, so thank you very much for your time, Jim. For more information on cloud computing and compliance or any other security channel issue, please visit searchsecuritychannel.com. This has been Patrolling the Channel for November 2009. Thanks for listening.